Sexual harassment, abuse, and assault are obviously pervasive problems. Yasmin Mustafa felt compelled to do something about it. She created Athena. It's a pendant that a woman can wear as a necklace or clipped onto a purse or a piece of clothing. But it also has an emergency button. And Mustafa says that if a woman feels unsafe or is in trouble, she can use the button to quickly alert family, friends, and emergency services. I began by asking her why she developed this device. What was kind of like the trigger moment for you that you came up with this idea?
The trigger moment was about 4 years ago. I had just become a U.S. citizen, and to celebrate, I decided to go backpacking through South America for 6 months. It was incredibly eye-opening because everywhere that I visited, I would hear stories of women attacked or harassed or abused. And I think because I was traveling alone, they were shared sort of as a warning. And a week after I came back to Philadelphia, my neighbor went out to her car and she was dragged from behind and dragged to an alley and beaten and raped. And that was the catalyst, the light bulb moment that inspired the idea. And the idea initially was women use pepper spray and tasers to protect themselves, but you still had to pull them out of your pocket or your purse for them to be useful. And I quickly found out that existing self-defense tools have actually been made by men for other men. When the opportunity to market to women came about, instead of looking for what their specific needs are, they shrunk it and pinked it.
I think, Yasmin, of your friend in Philadelphia or, say, a student walking through campus who's grabbed by someone, maybe an assault is even in process. Is there the time or even the ability to reach this device?
Yep. It's worn as a clip. It's magnetic so that they can be activated from both hands. It's still a band-aid to the issue of attacks against women, like pepper spray, like tasers, like everything out there where the onus is on women to protect themselves and not wear this, not drink that, and not walk there. And really what we've recognized in talking to psychologists and researchers is that at the base of violence against women is gender discrimination, gender inequality. And that if you educate young children when they're most impressionable about respect and healthy relationships, there was a direct correlation between decreasing harassment, abuse, and attacks against women. So Athena is really kind of a short-term play. To us, it's a better product than existing self-defense tools, but the educational element of it, where for every Athena sold, we invest proceeds into these educational programs, that's the long-term play.
And the price of this device is how much?
Right now, it's $129.
Do you not think that's a kind of an inaccessible price for women? And we know that many poor women are victims of sexual abuse in some ways at a greater rate than affluent women.
Yeah, no, it's true. And right now, it's the lowest price that we can do. But what we're working on right now is a more accessible to more women around the world.
Yasmin Mustafa, thank you very much for your time. Great to speak with you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yasmin Mustafa is the creator of Athena, a piece of jewelry she hopes will help women avoid sexual harassment and assault.